Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rhymes Over Baghdad. I'm Albie. Got DJ above me. Got Mary. Okay. Got a pop can. Sean. To our left. Welcome. This is the third day of the April year of 2022.
You don't allow us to say anything now? Like, you don't get an introduction?
There's okay. No introductions. I've cut it off. No time. We gotta.
I'm gonna show something off to DJ, maybe.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to drink this for the first time. This Bang.
Oh, shit.
Coco Loco.
Whole lot of chocolata.
I want to drink this. It's been my first about 3 months. So I'm gonna drink this now.
Feel like you're just breaking your sobriety chip or something here on live on stream, which is dark.
Look, it's hard to drop energy drinks, and then is he just gonna do it all?
He's gonna bang this son of a bitch back.
This is fucking terrible.
Does it taste like Yoo-hoo with like energy drink stuff in it too? Like, is it watery chocolate?
Oh yeah, it's watery chocolate.
Yeah, that's why it's gonna be terrible.
Yum.
That's amazing.
Like, there's been a bunch of new energy drinks that have been like flavored by like candy. Like, it's much like Starburst and like Sour Patch Kids energy drinks, and they're all fucking terrible. They're all bad.
Indeed. I hear not good things about that new cola also. Whatever it is, Pepsi.
Nitro.
Yeah, Pepsi Nitro.
Someone in our chat told me that was not good.
I mean, very if flat. You want like weird, flat, creamy Pepsi, I guess.
Right.
There you go.
Which is weird. So we have Monster Dry over here or something. It's weird. It's called like Monster Dry or something like that. But it's basically just a nitrogen version of Monster. And it's actually really good. It's way better than like the original Monster because I've always been a proponent of like nitrogen infused things because it just makes the bubbles like way less harsh. Like it just makes
more
it super smooth
or
bubbles.
Something. Yeah.
The bubbles are super smooth, so like anything nitrogen based, like stouts with nitrogen, I usually way prefer that because like it just makes it much nicer.
Well, it makes sense with like dark beer or whatever, but I don't energy drinks, huh? I guess I could see that. They're kind of harsh. Maybe that would like calm
it down
a little.
Yeah.
Premium. Yeah, sure.
It's not gonna help whatever Pop just drank. That's probably just
Not gonna help that.
Cursed. Yeah.
I just gotta take a little Hershey's, you know, a little that Hershey's chocolate
Some Hershey
syrup.
Squirts.
Just mix it in there. Yeah.
Just squirt your Hershey into my mouth.
Please. Gotta pay good money for that.
You need to get that little bat and have it ready.
Yep.
I'll get it right now.
Oh boy!
I've been off and on with energy drinks. I'm on an off phase because I was taking like one a day. I'm getting those smaller cans just because stock issues. It's like you get whatever's cheapest here, because we don't have stuff like Bang where we get the fancy flavors, as in the crazy flavors. So there's no point getting stupid crazy flavors. So you may as well just get whatever tastes good and cheap. There's a weird drink from like Germany called like Hell Energy.
Ooh.
Apparently it's been around for like at least a decade or 2 decades, but it's the first time I've hearing about it.
I gotta Google it.
Yep, it's pretty good. And as you're Googling it, you'll find what I've been buying. Long story short, like they started creating the second line of it, but they've created gamer editions.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Gamer hell.
Yeah, exactly. Gamer hell. And then they've got dumb names, like one's Coco Split, which is PvP, and it's like got Counter-Strike kinds of people on the can and stuff like that.
Okay, good. Uh-huh.
It's meant to be coconut flavored, but spoilers, that's like the tiniest hint of coconut, and then it's just a normal energy drink flavor. So that one's pretty piss poor. And then Nova Beam, which is like it's got a fancy gamer girl on the side.
Yeah, she has those cat ear headphones and is drawn all anime and shit. Yep. Yeah,
clutching those controllers. That's a cherry flavored one. That's actually the best cherry flavored energy drink I've ever had. So that one's surprisingly very good.
Hmm.
And she's wearing a mask because she's so consistent, she is. You know. You know.
I think that's just like linking to Japanese culture pre-COVID times.
I think she's supposed to be like cyberpunk looking in some way or some shit. Like, sure, like she's from Mortal Kombat or something. Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I will not lie. A third of the reason why I bought that one is because of the dumbass mock-up of the cat. But yeah, it's actually really good.
Do any of them have David Hasselhoff on them? That's the thing.
Please. No.
What?
Please.
He's still big in Germany, right? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is he not dead? No, he's not
dead.
Wow, okay. Wow. Don't talk about my boy Hassel like that.
I thought maybe he had like his own energy drink like Shaq or something.
I mean,
we do get like Robert Kubica's, I fully forget what his energy drink is. Is it just energy? It's something really boring, actually. He is a Formula One driver. He had an energy, has an energy drink.
Oh, it's not Rich Energy or whatever.
No,
that
not
one
Rich
is.
Energy. Rich Energy you apparently can buy. I've not bought it yet.
Yeah.
And then Mike Tyson's Black, I have had. You can regularly find that on shelves here. That's not bad. It's middling. They do a mojito, and again, it's very middling.
Just lime flavored, I'm guessing.
Slime flavor.
Slime, yeah. Yep.
Lime.
If slime you could would be good, eat though. The Nickelodeon slime, what do you think the flavor would be?
I feel like maybe like a lemon lime.
Do you think it is lemon lime?
Pudding. Yeah, kind
of. I think it would taste like just a bunch of opened, mixed, like Campbell's chunky soups. Like a bunch of cans just opened up and a bunch of green.
But why does this taste
coloring
like beef?
Exactly.
Good old fantasy and merry and real literal. Like, we need to thicken the shit up as cheap as possible. Let's get expired Campbell's soup.
Exactly, yeah. Like,
why does this taste like beef?
The stuff
and
that you get from like the dumpster at Big Lots or whatever.
Oh, beef. No. Is that an onion? Oh no, it's not an onion.
Why is the slime chunky?
Why is it chunky?
Mm-hmm. I got a potato.
It is chunky. Have you seen it? Like, it depends on the era, chunky. I guess. Sometimes it's
depends
chunky.
Depends how much money Nickelodeon had.
the slime bat. Sometimes
like the
it comes out chunky.
The slime is definitely chunky.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
I really hope there's just a facility at Nickelodeon where they just have a big vat and then somebody has to watch it.
Well, they used to have that. do you guys remember the slime fountain at like Universal Studios? They used to show that at the end of shows all the time. Pretty sure it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
and that just looked like fucking green water. It didn't look like slime. It was bullshit. But I don't know.
I think there was a defunct land on how like disappointing the Nickelodeon zone in what was it, Universal or something,
mm-hmm.
was, or
Universal Florida, I'm pretty sure. Like, I think it was just one building that you probably didn't even go inside.
Isn't that a hotel or something like that?
I think that was later on.
Yeah. Did they even record shit there?
I think they did record like the game shows they used to have. Sure. Like What Would You Do and stuff like that.
Sketch
Mark
shit.
Mark Summers. Yeah.
There was a lady that got big there.
Go ahead, Pop. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
We're talking about dumb bullshit, so.
Yeah, because I know, wasn't there a defunct video on.
Yeah. I think I watched that as well.
Yeah.
I should watch it.
It's good.
Watch some other.
He makes
stuff.
Really good stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with him.
I watched the video on the cone sandwiches or whatever a while ago, the Disney ones. I don't know, hand sandwiches.
Representation of food.
I just watched an hour and a half video about all the Sonic games and all the animations in them and how good they are. It was pretty good.
anime in the games is very good, yes.
I watched a Sailor Moon video about American Sailor Moon.
That video sucked. I won't go
into it. It was bad. Yeah. It was bad, though. I'm glad somebody else agrees with me. I watched all that video and I walked out of that going, this was the waste of my time.
Like, maybe the second video will be interesting, but don't bother watching the first one. Sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry. Hey, Sailor Moon.
Hey, you're a prominent member.
Yeah. Yeah.
Represent.
Represent.
Sailor Moon. Uh-huh.
The Sailor Mooners.
Yeah. Like the fuck off.
Whoa. We don't have a Sailor Moon hand sign.
No.
That we can show on air without getting like banned in like three countries.
Something stupid.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Netflix could make a good Sailor Moon or something like that.
It would be like this. The I will punish you garbage. Yeah. Yep. That's embarrassing on the internet.
So how about anime, huh? How's everybody's anime been? You've been good on the anime front? Finally I get a chance to talk to you.
All right, it's the fucking anime party.
You've been trapped.
Actually, I do have some anime news.
But
The Idolmaster Cinderella Girls 10th anniversary concerts just happened this weekend. And they announced a new Idolmaster Cinderella Girls anime based off of the U149 manga. Of course, everybody knows what that is.
149.
Yeah,
huh?
It's it's all the girls that are under a certain height. So it's the the kids one. So I'm not that excited about it. But all these characters that are prominent in the manga, they have to have a voice to be able to say anything in the anime. So they're going to be voiced in the game probably. So that's cool, I guess. I'll probably watch the anime, even though it'll be terrible.
Are they running out of voice actors? Sinews?
Right.
No, because there's always new voice actors coming up. And a lot of, like, the... It seems to be, like, a big first gig for, like, a lot of voice actors starting out is doing a voice in, like, a phone game where you may, like, do concerts and stuff like that. Like, it seems to be a new way to start out, so.
Darren, your audio is not coming through.
What?
Oh, on the whole, on Twitch
it
at all?
It was at the start.
It was. Wow. I probably just clicked it just now. I knew
okay.
I could move the mouse.
Cool.
That's my bad.
Well,
that's
whatever. You're going to have to do some work to the video now, later.
Yeah, fine. Don't worry about the video.
Yeah, nobody cares.
That's too mean.
No, it's okay.
That is good that they actually have that.
Also, boost Mary up while you're here and drop me down a bit.
Okay, boost Mary.
And I'm perfect.
All right.
Fuck you guys.
Okay,
there you go, perfect.
Of course.
I can talk about Love is War, the best. Finally got into that. That was actually pretty good.
Man, I was trying to head off all the anime talk by ruining it right at the start.
I've been watching a bunch of One Piece as well. I started because the Game Pass gave you like 2 months of like Crunchyroll or some shit.
Yep.
Mm. So I was like, I'm going to continue off on when I stopped. And I've watched about 30 episodes of that since. Slowly but surely catching up.
After we had that conversation, I said to Pop, we need to start a One Piece podcast, and we're so ready to bring this thing back, and he said no.
Yeah.
That would take 10 years.
Yeah.
I did my Crunchyroll trial, and then I started watching Kimagure Orange Road. That's some good shit right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's some good shit.
Yes.
I need to finish that. Show.
Kimagure Orange Road.
Yes. Okay.
In fact, if you and Pop have, you being Mary and Pop, have some suggestions on Crunchyroll, now is the time, because we had this discussion with Mezzo. I think he said Ranking of Kings was the good thing
Rankings
out right now.
You know, the ending kind of sucked. It's the best anime of the year so far,
like
it seems.
Every ending.
Oh, I thought you meant more like Crunchyroll back catalog stuff.
Well, now, whatever's on Crunchyroll.
Because I was going to say Samurai Pizza Cats. Like, that's a weird classic
Cats.
That you don't want to actually pay money for, and they don't show on TV or anything. Other than that, I don't know. I haven't looked in a while. Oh, crap. I forgot to enter the M&M's Music Lounge contest yesterday.
Is it too late?
I'm never. Mary. I did it today, just now. I think I forgot yesterday. Oh well, but whatever. Wow! I gotta win and go to the American Song Contest finale so I can be a fucking weirdo and you guys can point at me and my little sister.
I haven't seen episode 2. Did New Boot Goofin' make it?
No.
Then what's the point of the rest of the show?
There are two wild card songs, which makes it different from Eurovision, so it's possible it'll come back. And on all their social media stuff, they still keep posting, like, the New Boot Goofin' guy. So I think they know that they fucked up and New Boot Goofin' is going to go on. Because right now, there's no other, like,
no other good stuff. Episode 2 was garbage, kind of garbage.
Kind of. I think episode 3
was the one that we liked.
I liked it. Yeah, she was the Reba sounding lady. I voted for her.
She should make it through. She was the only one I liked from that one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a pretty boring episode. It was okay. It was okay, but it was lackluster compared to the first episode. Because there was no New Boot Goofin'. So.
Just too much commercial still. Like,
oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Get like, come on, let's get moving. Like,
yeah.
I think the next episode has like 12 songs in it instead of 11. Maybe they will keep it moving better. Maybe they'll cut out the stupid halftime thing.
Here's the halftime show.
It's like...
No.
Earful.
Yeah, no.
That was a one episode bit at best. I can't believe they brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of the American Eurovision yet. I'm assuming this is what you guys are talking about.
Yes.
American Song Contest.
Do you like it so far?
I mean, overall, yeah. Like, the presentation is definitely very Eurovision-y. Like, it's not...
Sure, yeah.
Annoying or shitty, except for the commercials. So
it's a perfect hand in hand of Eurovision and America. We gave them Eurovision, and then America decided to fuck it up by making it weekly and make sure that people like New Boot Goofin' don't make it, and then put adverts every 3 minutes.
Apparently, it's run very similar to like the Swedish. Eurovision, like their primaries, like how they decide who they're gonna. I think it's called Melodifestivalen or something.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, so I think that's they're trying to copy that format because those are the producers that are doing it. So, and we have like it's like 56 entries overall, 50 states, and then territories in Washington D.C. So. It's a lot to have to do.
Yeah, but I feel like Eurovision has that as well with the semis. We get that done. Like, we fucking bust out, like, 30 songs in the semis over 2 hours or so.
But you also have, like, the big eight or whatever that are, like, guaranteed spots, so they don't even play their songs in the semifinals. So I don't know. Yeah.
They usually have at least one come out and go like, hey, here's like
here's your... a preview.
I feel like part of the magic is that it's all in 1 week, so you get it all done in 1 week instead of taking 20 years.
Well, that gives me more days to enter in the contest, so hopefully I can win and go to LA for free. That'd be fun.
There you go.
What does it entail? Where is where is the final? And B, what does like the winning entail?
It's in like Studio City, technically, or whatever, LA. I read all the rules. A lot of the rules were about how you had to have your vaccination status up to date and doing COVID testing and stuff. Other rules are just like one entry per day. But basically, you get 2 days in LA. They fly you out. That's for free.
Yeah.
I think everything except alcohol is also free because I think when you give away alcohol in a sweepstakes, like it's different rules or some shit.
Right. Yep.
Also, like your transportation, your hotel is free. But that's basically it, and it's just 2 days. And I think you also have to fly out of the same city with...
Yeah.
It's you and a guest. So if I did win, either I would have to fly out to my sister, or my sister would fly out to me, and right. then we would fly to LA. I might just fly out to her and, like, visit her and play pinball
a couple days before
or whatever. Yep. Yeah. Because that might just be more fun. But yeah. I hope I win. I hope nobody else yeah. knows about this shitty contest yes. in the centenary.
You have pretty good odds.
I would hope so. I don't yeah. know. I've seen it posted on, like, weird forums where people just enter in, like, sweepstakes anything. All the time as a hobby. Yeah, but that's about it. I don't see, like...
There's probably a Discord channel for that, right?
Oh, just for like sure. A... sure. Guaranteed. Yeah.
You gotta get in one of those. That's what I want. There you go.
People who do that are probably way too old to know what this is.
Yeah.
True. I don't know.
That's true.
And I know if I won, it would just be expensive as hell, because I would want to, like, get a... I gotta get a fancy outfit to go on the TV! And, like, a haircut and all this shit. But it would be fun. I don't care. I don't care who would be playing. I would probably paint my face or have a dumb flag or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would be the only person that looks like they you know what to, Eurovision is or something.
You have to embolden the Eurovision.
There you
paint
go.
Your face like some random European country or your state. That's even better yeah. than a Texas flag.
I don't want to do it for Texas, though, because Texas has been a bunch of dicks lately. I'll probably just whatever... song I like the most.
Want the most, yeah.
I'll probably just put, like, New Boot Goofing on my forehead or something. Yep.
And then you gotta bejazzle everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be so dumb. Miso is saying yeah. in chat that he won an Amazon contest, and they flew his plus one in from another city. So hopefully that'll be cool. Like, I think I was being a super weirdo and, like, read the rules a whole bunch, and they yeah. were like, yeah, it has to be the same city. But maybe they're being cheap compared to Amazon, which sure. would not surprise me. But the cock cheaping out.
It might be an old... from, like, last year or whatever, just some old COVID text. Because, you know, how different states had different rules and everything? It
yeah.
might be something along those lines.
Or maybe they just...
for them to be easier.
Huh.
Maybe that... I wonder what they would do, like, if the winner tested positive when they showed up, though. Like, what would they even do? Would you just be hanging out in, like, the M&M's music lounge by yourself and, like,
yeah.
wearing
the plus one? Yeah, maybe. Maybe they'll pivot and just, if they ever do interviews, they'll just claim the plus one won it or something.
Probably. I wonder if, yeah, they have, like, backup, like, seat fillers, because.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. I wonder, yeah. Who knows what kind of presence they'll actually have on the finals. They may not mention it at all. But they're supposed to... I think they announced the winner April 12th. Like, the contest entries end on the 11th. Yeah. So, we'll see. Uh-oh. It's getting to be nap time, so she's getting pissy.
Grump.
Yeah. Sorry. Video games.
Does she not like naps?
No, she does, but it's me that usually puts her to bed. So she's going,
yes.
Mama! Everything.
I'm lucky.
Sorry, I'm just going blah, 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 blah.
No, hey. Well, speaking of the Peacock, let me tell you about a little show on Peacock. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, it's not on Peacock, is it? Is it on Paramount?
Paramount Plus.
Oh, did you watch the Halo
thing? We watched Halo. And I just want, I was going to do a podcast with Pop on this, but we got through
Sean.
The second episode. Okay, Sean.
Or whatever.
Sorry.
Halo expert.
Halo yes. expert, Sean.
Yeah. Did they spit in the face of Halo? Is that what
they
it was like?
Ruined. Favorite thing. Go ahead.
No, I want to hear it. I do.
No, I'll be
get into it.
It's, It's
watchable.
It's a watchable show.
The worst thing about it is it's kind of boring. It's actually just kind of boring.
Really, at the end of the day. Like, especially episode two, I felt like it was really slow. And some of that is, like, A, I guess we have this show with a lot of action, right? Halo, you would assume, is, like, very action-packed. And they kind of said, like, hey, episode two, what if we have a lot of talking? And it's like, I mean, yeah, you kind of need some of that. But really, at the end of the day, it's not, that's not your strength as a show, you know?
Cause like,
or as these characters.
So they're doing a weird thing where obviously the games are focusing on world building and the conflict between the UNSC and the Covenant. But for some reason, the show isn't focusing on any of that. It's focusing on like interpersonal conflict within the UNSC, focusing on Master Chief and his struggles with being a Spartan. It's focusing on the UNSC being a tyrant government, and how they control the outer colonies and how there's insurrectionists. So all focusing on this and not on, at all on the Covenant conflict. And it's because of that, like what Albie said, it's a lot of talking and a lot of like bickering between all these people. And because of that, like, yeah, it's pretty fucking just boring because a lot of it's isn't set up at all. So it's just a lot of people like being all pissy at each other, I guess. But it's like, there's no reason for them to do it so far.
Yeah.
This,
and right.
It's it both wants to be a story very ingrained in the lore and also a story that kind of rewrites some of that, right? Like, it wants to be, like, it's somewhat telling a story for people that know the kind of the background of Halo, while at the same time being like, hey, what if we change a bunch of stuff, too, and make it weird?
But not really, because they changed a bunch of things, but for no good reason. Like,
that's true, yeah.
Spoilers, I guess, like the biggest change so far is how there's Forerunner artifacts and how any human in the games, any human can activate them. But in the TV show, they change it to where only John, Mr. John Spartan, can activate activate the artifacts.
He's special.
He's the chosen one.
He's blessed. Yeah. He's a blessed one.
He's a blessed one. Also, there's like a weird mental health thing in the second episode where it's like they go into like this weird mental health hospital and they're like people rattling against cages. It was a little dark, even for like, I mean, it was pretty tough.
It was cringy. Like, they had to go to,
it was pretty cringy.
They had to talk to somebody who got abducted by the Covenant.
Okay.
And because of that, he somehow knows all about the artifacts, all about what these artifacts are, even though he managed to escape somehow. And apparently the Covenant knows what the artifacts actually are and because of that, he knows what the Halo rings are. So in the second episode, we learn what the Halo rings are from some hobo guy, crazy guy, telling him what it is.
Dog man who's running around on his hands and knees.
Weird teeth.
Terrible teeth. We get the guy a toothbrush. I mean, just get him a basic. It don't gotta be anything special. Like,
so look,
I don't even think he had a bed there in that cell, so I don't know what they're doing.
So unlike in the games where you learn that the Halo rings are weapons to destroy the food source for the Flood by being on the ring and from Cortana saying it right before John Spartan's about to activate the ring. Instead of that, we learn it from some weird mentally weird guy in a cage cell. It's like, what just the, like, fuck are you doing in the second episode? Why are you explaining all this? They obviously,
like, a lore dump right in the middle of the episode. Like,
it's so weird. Like, they're setting up all these plot points when they don't need to. They just need to concentrate on the, you know, the biggest thing with the games, which is the conflict between the Covenant and the UNSC. But by the second episode, the Covenant isn't barely in the show at all. It's so weird.
Yep.
Does it seem like they're trying to, like, have, like, the Fall of Reach or whatever happen in the show, and they're, like, saving that for another season or something, almost?
I feel like that's probably the climax of the show.
It wouldn't make sense, because a large part of the show happens on Reach. So, it wouldn't make sense that by the end of the season, the Fall of Reach happens.
Okay.
But really, the real sin is in episode one to have him take his helmet off. I mean, well, that's a real sin.
I mean,
episode one. I don't care. I mean, yes, you're going to have to take his helmet off. You're paying his actor at some point.
I can.
But episode one?
Well, like, this is before shit really goes down. So maybe the not taking his helmet off is like after. Maybe it's a trauma thing they can set up or something. Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, it seems like they're trying to set up a lot of backstory, emotional things for things that they didn't necessarily need to have.
I won't touch on my theory about like what actually Master Chief looks like, because it's it's a long conversation. We've had this conversation, me and Pop, about like what do you think Master Chief looks like? But
yeah, I don't agree with you. Obviously, I don't really care about the principle of them taking off his helmet, because it makes sense for it. The reason he doesn't take them off in the game is because he's always on a battlefield in the games.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
So it makes sense. It sucks, though, how they did it, though. They did it for no good reason other than him wanting to connect with this insurrectionist on a more personal level, I guess. But, like, there's kind of in the middle of a battle still. So but he still takes it off for some reason.
Hmm.
It's true.
And
he never puts it back on.
And then he never puts it back on when one of the big plot points so far is Mr. John Spartan and how he feels about being a Spartan, how he's being controlled by everybody, and yeah, he still feels like he feels okay with keeping the helmet off, but it would make more sense for him to keep the helmet on since he's been indoctrinated, obviously, and maybe like later on he would start being more comfortable taking the helmet off once he gets more comfortable, I guess, but no,
he's the more human. Yeah, he and like breaks free of his programming or whatever.
But no,
I mean, I'll say this: I like that they went into some of that, like the UNSC being kind of
child
a
soldier shit. Child yeah, soldier.
Like I mean, that's you know,
I mean, good. Obviously, it's like one of the more interesting plot points in like the
yeah,
Far Reach books.
Yeah.
But they do it so terribly that I don't really care. They hammer. The hammer on the head that, yes, the UNC is kind of fucking shit. They fucking kidnap kids and replace them with Flash clones that died. And then also they treat the outer colonies like shit, which means insurrectionists are rampant there. And they send the Spartans to kill them all. Like, the first episode talks a lot about how the Spartans were obviously first created to take care of the insurrectionists and how they brutally killed a bunch of them for no good reason. And obviously I think it's cool that they're getting into that, but they're doing
it
way too early.
It feels like filler or something. Like, that's not the real story.
It's not the real story. And two, they're doing it way too early. They're not doing any like setup at whatsoever. There's pinning.
It's like these are really bad guys immediately.
But we don't know who they are.
Yeah, it's like these are bad guys. Like, you could have leaned into it a little bit more. And, you know, like, also it's like, how does this government even work if everybody dislikes what they're doing anyway? It's a bigger picture thing.
A good reviewer I watched compared it to a CW show. Whereas a lot of like interpersonal drama and just, but not a lot on like the action. Like, and it's so weird that the only action so far in the first 2 hours has been in the first 20 minutes. Like, and like nothing since.
And it's incredibly brutal action in the first opening minute. Like, it was like cutting people in half and like,
ooh,
whoa.
Crazy. Like, it's Gears of War or something.
I was like, wow.
It was
okay. And then
pretty hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
What?
A lot of drug use, too. Kind of weird amount of drug use.
Really?
Strange.
That's not something I associate with Halo in any way.
Yeah. So apparently, like, Spartans can have kids, too, which is weird.
What? Yeah,
my assumption is, the second episode focused on a Spartan that escaped during training. It started with the flashback of him escaping, and we later come back to him being a leader of a colony, an asteroid colony, and apparently he has kids now. But my theory is he escaped before they did the whole mutant like transformation,
crazy,
the
chemical stuff.
Alterations their body that killed like half of them. He left before that, which meant he was still sterile. Could still do the fuckies and bad kids.
Yeah, there you go. With this weird lady who's dressed like the old school 1950s big palm frond thing or whatever it is, and like it's like, what is the style you're going for? Anyway,
look at
a photo of her. Yeah, her Soren's wife wardrobe is fucking weird as shit.
Weird as shit. Like, but anyway, it's
and I read a fun theory that she's actually John Spartan's sister, and that would be
what. Cool. Sounds instead crazy. Of,
yeah, I mean, oh, and there was also the worst part where in the Covenant, apparently there's a human that's in cahoots
runs
with the Covenant.
The Covenant.
That what?
Runs the
Covenant now. That sounds terrible. That sounds really dumb.
And she's also a blessed one. My theory was that she's actually the Master Chief's sister.
That's everyone's theory. It's what that's they obviously crazy. Want you to believe. We'll see if they actually do that or not.
Or she could be the girl Spartan from the Dead or Alive fighting game yes. that they put in there.
Sorry, there's already
name number.
There's already like two girl Spartans in the show.
So many female Spartans.
Well, that's good.
They are pretty good.
I mean, they're cool, but
kill some elites.
They barely had a present out after the action scenes. Like, eh.
Yeah. No, I
guess. I don't know. Obviously, I don't think a Halo TV show would ever work, period. But at least
the anime was terrible, that's for sure.
Sure, but again,
watchable.
But they were at least like shorts or whatever, that's like not yeah, a full yeah. series trying to have a plot line through it.
Yeah, I don't think that would ever work because they were all shorts created by different studios, so they could never have any cohesive package. But, like, I don't think TV show would work because they couldn't ever focus enough on the action, which is, like, what you kind of need for a Halo TV show, I guess. Because the most interesting thing about Halo is the UNSC conflict with the Covenant.
Just want to get to the Flood. Don't we all just want to get to the Flood?
That would be cool.
I mean, I want to see some Flood in this motherfucker.
But no, like, hearing that it's kind of like a CW show, that kind of makes a lot of sense, because what? One of my little brothers was talking about loving this show, but he also loves, like, Roswell and, like, old Roswell and, like, the Stargate SG-1 TV show and stuff yeah. like that. So, I don't know.
It could be a sci-fi show. You could probably put this on sci-fi and it would be right at home, like, especially with some of the recent stuff they've done.
Like, one of the bigger conflicts right now in the show is Miranda Keyes and how she's upset that her mother, Halsey, by the way, mm-hmm. apparently Albie, Miranda Keyes is the daughter of Halsey. A conflict is she's jealous that Halsey doesn't pay attention to her and how Halsey gets all the attention and all the budget and her and how Miranda Keyes' work is overshadowed. And nobody pays attention to it. So she's jealous of her mother and how her mother is creating a clone of herself to make an AI, a smart AI.
Well, this sounds more like Evangelion, like made up crap. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're trying to turn it into that, I guess.
It's just also, it's so weird that they chose this plot. Like, somebody pitched this show at some point, probably to Microsoft. Why was this the one Microsoft was like, yeah, this is the one. We're going to make this Halo show. It's like, this is the one you make? This is it's insane. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Help me. Anyway, it's okay. It's watchable.
It's watchable.
We're going to watch. We'll watch the rest of it.
You're going to finish it.
We'll finish it.
And like,
you're going to finish the fight? Did they say that in the TV show at all?
No, because there's no fight to fight.
Oh, okay.
They're fighting themselves right
all
now.
All right. Okay.
We're going to finish
John left the UNC, but now he's coming back. So.
They should make him say that every episode.
Let's finish
That's the how fight. They end the episode. It's like the JoJo's.
His fight right now is with himself. So.
I won't lie, the JoJo end thing would actually improve the show by, like, an insane amount. Like, you would not understand the amount it would... Anyway, okay.
And, like...
Yeah.
But, like, a second season's already confirmed to be in the works.
Oh, okay. Right.
With the new showrunner, because the showrunner for the first season fucking left. Like...
Oh.
Always a good sign.
Right.
Always a good sign.
Do you know how much the budget's been for this?
A lot.
Apparently.
Like $10 million an episode. Like,
really?
Like
that is a lot. Jesus.
A lot. An episode. Yeah, like a lot.
Is it like
It looks nice, though. Like, I do like the settings. I do think the CGI looks good.
For a TV show.
For a TV show, I think it looks good.
Solid.
But still not, like, the Mandalorian good. But...
No.
Problem is... But, yeah, the biggest problem with the show is it's going to be compared with the Mandalorian. I don't think it's anywhere near as good.
Right.
No, not at all.
No.
There's no Baby Yoda. You know?
No.
Baby Yoda. Imagine if they add a Baby Yoda, like a little grunt buddy.
Finally! Master Chief.
Yes. Man.
It's got to be a grunt.
Yeah, when are they going to... What are the... I can't imagine, like, the tone of the grunts being all cartoony with this show. Like, are they just not going to have them in there?
Like, this black comedy kind of, like, just getting... Just watching grunts get mowed down.
Saying dumb shit.
Like, an engineer would actually make sense because they're kind of cartoony-ish. Because they don't speak. And they just fix things. So that would actually kind of make sense. But they wouldn't do it, but I would like it if they did.
Me too.
I might watch it after it's over.
You should watch it.
People tell me it's good, like Raised by Wolves or whatever. I'm watching that.
But. First episode's free on YouTube.
Raised by Wolves is good, though?
Yeah. Okay.
Not good. First, I didn't like it.
First you don't like it?
No.
Okay. No. You go ahead.
I didn't like Raised by Wolves. I just didn't like it very much.
Well, I'm not done yet, so maybe it'll fall off a cliff.
I got to episode four or five.
Like this podcast.
It's fine. Extremely weird. Yes, it is. A weird show.
That's what I need.
You need weird show? I recommend you.
Yeah,
weird
it sounds
show.
Like there's not Severance. Enough fun weird shit in Halo. When that's where there's a lot of fun weird shit in Halo.
There's a lot of bewildering moments, though. It's like, again, it's like, why are we going to this asteroid belt? Why does the rail car in the asteroid belt just like jump in midair in space? To connect to another like line, it's like this doesn't seem safe at all. Like,
how are you doing this? How are you keeping these rail lines working out in space?
Why do you build bases on multiple asteroids and connect them with like rail carts? Like, how does this work at all?
Sounds like, real dumb.
Why do you go to a mental institution to talk to this alien inductee to learn about this artifact? Why would you trust him at all?
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, to be honest,
why is there a fucking human leading with the high council leading the covenant?
Dumbest sounding thing that I've heard so far about the show.
Why does she get naked in the second episode? Stupid. I don't understand.
Why does he undress in the second episode and get naked?
I just don't. Why did we have to see that? Like, what are you doing out here?
I don't mind. It's a pretty good woman. But it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, there's a story. I mean, it's fine, but it's also like, what?
Why is John regaining his memories whenever he touches the artifact? Like,
why is John a handsome dude? I mean, he's in a suit all the time.
Come on, man.
You think he's a little sweaty and like maybe some, like I'm just saying.
Of course he's handsome.
Whoa. Okay.
And then next episode, we'll be like, why does Cortana look like a human? Like, well, she's not blue at all.
What?
I'm going to be so angry when she's not blue. I'm going to yelling at you in chat. Just so
she
you know.
Should
she's not
have,
blue.
Like, glowy parts and, like, lines on her like she's in Tron or something, too. That's not accurate.
That would be cool.
Was Cortana actually a Flash clone in the books? I think she was. She was just, like, an AI, right?
Something
like
she was an AI. Well, I don't know about the books, so.
My guess.
Does she have a body?
My guess is super AI, which are the advanced AI that die within 7 years, are created with Flash clones, I think.
Oh, and, like a Blade Runner.
In the books and in the TV show, I think. And obviously, clones are illegal to use or for research in the UNSC, but Halsey gets away with it because...
But why is it illegal for a fascist government that's already killing lots of people? Like,
I mean...
Because the robots would probably free them from their tyrannical reign.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I thought was going to happen in Halo at some point. It's like, hey guys, the UNSC are actually bad, John. I thought that was Halo Infinite was going to be like, hey, actually, I realized this government is really messed up and doing some crazy stuff. We have to stop them.
That's I still haven't beaten that game. I haven't even logged in to see my purple sparkly armor that I paid $20 for.
Right. I forgot you were so hyped about that.
I know. Well, I got a code for it and I entered it. I just haven't. It's past March 1st. It should be available. Maybe I'll do that after this.
Well, Mary, tell me about the other... Okay. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, DJ. I'm sorry.
It's just a case of I was trying to make some space to download MLB 22 on my Series X, and I was like, oh, Halo's here, and it's the multiplayer, and like, I'll play that again, and then I was like, no, I won't. I don't think I'll play that again.
Nobody's playing it right now. People are so pissed.
Nobody's playing.
People
are angry.
People are so pissed off because they're not doing anything with it.
Right. Are they still running through that, like, in the nice concept of, hey, the season pass is going to run for 1 week and then we'll see you in a month and then you can get another fucking elbow bracelet for this shinobi skin?
No.
We'll see you in another month.
I think they only did one seasonal event. I don't like that. But then again, I haven't played in months, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like the Halo stuff a lot. I like the Infinite, but man, they have...
The co-op campaign out, right?
And they delayed it from...
It was supposed to come out in May, right?
It was supposed to come out with Season 2, which is coming out in a few weeks, but I think they delayed it.
Well, I hope they're working on more with Season 2, because yikes.
Yep.
It's tough. I wouldn't come out now, though. You can't compete with Elden Ring. Nobody can. Let's just be honest.
That's true.
Nobody can compete.
That's what I've been playing nonstop, basically.
How far are you, Mary? What are you?
I just got into Lindell.
The capital.
Yes,
Lindell.
Capital city. Yes. I also was hanging around Mount Gilmir, the Volcano Manor.
Volcano Manor. You go talk to a little snake lady, perhaps?
That's fucking spoilers.
Great. Great. It took less than a minute.
I assumed you knew now. Anyway, all right.
Okay. But I've been playing a lot of that. I'm making so much more progress now that I've started putting points into Vigor. Originally, I had stopped around 13 because in Dark Souls 3, Vigor didn't matter quite as much.
You need some Vigor.
No, it matters in this game. And now I think I got up to 20 or maybe... No, I think I was up to 30. Yeah, that's what it was. And I'm upping my mind. And I've done a whole bunch of character quests, basically. Like, I did Selen's quest.
Do you Rani yet?
Yes, I completed her quest, technically.
What a great quest line that was, right?
Very cool.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
it was good.
That's probably one of the best quest lines in, like, a Souls game, I would have to say, or one of my favorite. Patches fucked me over yet again. That was fun.
Okay.
There's a lot of fun moments in this game.
Fun.
It's definitely become one of my favorite games ever, probably. So, there you go. Still playing it. Still haven't beat it.
Still playing it. I beat it. Hello.
Wow.
Wow.
You did beat it.
Played a lot. I played a lot that 1 week. I was playing a lot.
I saw you did a lot of optional tough bosses, too, and streamed that.
Yeah. Then don't do that one. That one boss is tough.
I mean, maybe I will in, like, New Game Plus or something. Or before I switch over.
Or just ask for somebody to come and help. That's
Sure. Yeah, I don't give a crap about summoning. Oh, I beat Estelle. That was a pain in the butt. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
That game's very fun.
It is. A good time.
It's why I don't want to... I mean, everybody's talking about this game, so I don't really have anything that new to add about it. It's very fun.
The end of the game gets a little rushed, but that's all I would say.
Really?
It feels a little like they came in a little hot at the end. Mm. Particularly the endings, but their endings have never been good. They've never been good at ending games. They're always really good at like openings and middles, but as they approach like the end of the game, I always feel like From Dark Souls 1, Dark Souls 2 so far, like, I would say not good at that, but who knows? Maybe Armor Core 4, I don't know. Never played Armor Core.
I feel like if you're not paying attention to the lore, a lot of the time the endings come out of nowhere and you're like, oh, okay, I guess I beat the game and I did something. But for some, maybe it's because I'm spending so much more time in this game's world. I feel like I'm understanding more of like this big lore. I don't think it's G.R.R. Martin's like help.
You don't think it's old George?
I mean he did basically do like the world background lore, but I don't think it's because he did that I'm understanding it all much more. I think it's just I think because the game is so long, you get more characters and more character interaction moments and more items. There's just more of it, so.
There's just more.
Yeah. It's good. Which is good. I like it. More is good in this case.
More is good.
Surprisingly.
Well, that's pretty much all I got to talk about. DJ? Any games you want to talk
about? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I gotta interrupt, right, just in case. I also got Stranger of Paradise, the
Final
Fantasy 1 thing, but it...
Right.
Actually, you guys, it's a bunch of Final Fantasies. It's a bunch of games. You go in a bunch of different areas from all throughout the games, and it's kind of cool.
Is this Kingdom Hearts?
A little bit, yeah. It has strong Kingdom Hearts energy, I gotta say. Excellent. It's nonsensical and stupid, too.
The Heart of Darkness?
Okay. Yeah. I haven't played as much just because I am still playing Elden Ring, but it's a fun game. Like, it's actually fun. The only thing that really sucks is inventory management. There's way too much of it, and it comes up too often. But other than that, it's very, very fun. And I will beat it after I beat Elden Ring, for sure. I'll get back to it.
Are you liking the story so far? Because to me, it seems just super campy. Like.
Yes, it is. It's super dumb. And I feel like a lot of the time when they're doing dialogue, it feels like it's super literally like translated from Japanese in a weird way. Like, yes, this is more of a joking tone, and it makes more sense like when somebody just says like one word in Japanese than it does in English. And yeah, I feel like it is literally translated in a good bad way, to where it's just fun. It's like old anime dubs, like Garzy's Wing. Look that up on YouTube. That's exactly the energy the voice acting, all of the voice acting in this game has. So, but yeah, it's good. I don't regret my $60 purchase. It seems like a lot of fun. It seems also like Neo, once you beat it, you can just keep playing it and keep getting loot. Almost like Diablo, where you just have different higher difficulty levels you can just mess with. And I might actually mess with the multiplayer when I get into that stuff. But yeah, it seems good.
Watching that game just made me want to play Neo 2, because I never played that. Neo. I really liked the first one. Is it kind of weird playing like this game that's kind of like a Souls game, right after playing a bunch of Elden Ring? Like...
It does take me like a minute to realize like, A is not jump, that's roll, and just stuff like that. But it feels, it's like a faster, more brainless version of Elden Ring Souls combat. Like, it's not totally brainless, you still have to, you can't be like spamming shit, but it's like, I can watch a podcast or do whatever while I'm doing this. Cool. I don't have that sense of vigilance that I do when I'm playing Elden Ring. I can chill out while I'm playing this game. Like, I could play Strangers of Paradise before I have to go to bed. If it's 1 in the morning and I'm like, let's get some Elden Ring in before I go to sleep, I'm not falling asleep until like 3 or 4. Yeah, it wakes you up, and this game does not wake you up, which sometimes you want. I don't know.
Sure.
But yeah, that and I bought the Director's Cut expansion for the PC version of Death Stranding, so I plan on playing that later, too.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Mary?
I like that game.
I want to play that game.
I love how both of our faces being popped. We're like, Death Stranding?
I really like that game. What? Like, the actual game was fun. Like, the combat's not great.
I don't know why you're playing
it
the second time, but yeah.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
I have a sickness. I don't know.
It's neat. Yeah, I think I do have Kojima. A sickness. It's just, I never bought that. I Redboxed that game on the PS4, so.
Yeah, I miss Redbox.
Yeah, you can't Redbox do that anymore. But, yeah, and my computer is so much fancier than my PS4, and I was like,
there you go.
Sometimes right. You want to walk down a pretty looking hill while Churches plays. I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes you want to watch Norman Reedus drink some Monster energy drinks.
I mean, who doesn't?
Try now.
In the shower.
I did that right now, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was only $10. I paid $10 for Death Stranding, so $20 for a game, that's fine.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'll play it eventually. But I need to play shit on Game Pass, like Tunic and all.
Tunic's good.
Everybody is saying, you gotta play Tunic.
I don't have much more to say.
Yeah.
It's good.
You gotta play Tunic.
Okay.
You gotta play Tunic.
Okay, but that's all for me. I'm sorry, I'll try and shut up some.
No. TJ? Sir?
What?
Now's your time to shine.
I'm sorry.
What do you got good? For me? You're good? Okay, you don't got anything? That's fine.
I've been playing some Rocket League. I'm doing the usual Rocket League. I've been playing League of Legends, the Teamfight Tactics, a bunch more Teamfight Tactics. Delay of the podcast was me finishing up a game because I thought I had enough time, but then I went slightly long. Got fourth place with my mutants.
With your mutants.
Not bad.
Yep. Yeah, I like the I like the concept of the mutants. Just trying to get them right because they have.
Tell you about Arcane.
Yeah, synergy.
Yeah, they have different synergies per game. Sometimes the mutant like synergy thing is terrible. Sometimes it's very good. The one I like is they have a percentage chance to double hit or triple hit. Sorry.
Ooh.
So it's very fun. It's very fun when you've got things just constantly triple hitting a big Cho'Gath, just constantly triple hitting. That's very good.
So are they like the bees and super animal pets? Super pet? What's the game called?
Super Auto Pet.
Let me tell you about that new one, though. See that new
Princess
beta server?
Connect one that they added for April Fool's Day? They made a full auto battler, auto chess Princess Connect game for April Fool's, and it's up for a week. Yeah.
Check that out.
Yes.
I forgot it was all spawned from Dota Auto Chess or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yes. But then
I'm not playing that game.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
You want to play the one with your anime wife in it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll link it.
I was looking at the skins. I don't think you guys were in the chat when I was posting some of them. They, like, besides the Korean K-pop band, they kind of like toned down the lewdness of the skins that they were doing in League of Legends. Aww. Yeah, everyone's got like full length pants and stuff.
Fuck you, China.
Boring.
But there's some good ones. Like I think they've done like a space pop. I think it's called like Space Team or Space Pop set, and it's kind of like something. It's not something 5555. What's that video game where you're dancing to the beat and there's a lady who's leading the group? It's like Space Channel 5. Yeah, I knew there was a 5. One of the characters kind of looks like her.
Oh.
And then a lot of the other people, like Nasus, is now just a dog. He's just like a cute little dog head. And then Blitzcrank is two little cats in a little mech-powered suit. They've replaced
two little cats in a mech-powered suit.
They basically replaced everyone with like cats and dogs, except for the main lady who kind of
looks
like two
kids in a trench coat.
Space Channel 5. They have some cool like ideas. And then there's like a maid cafe set that they did, which is obvious like bait for like the maid cafe people. But there's a Vladimir guy, who's a Dracula clone, one of their original characters. He looks very good. He's a very good himbo. Is that the term?
Yeah.
The male waifu variant.
Yes.
Himbo. No, that's husbandino.
No, it's husbando.
Husbando.
It's really fucking dumb.
Great, that's disappointingly late.
I need to look that up.
Himbo means a hunky, dumb guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Dumb, but hot.
Yeah, the Vladimir, I think it's Cafe Cuties. That's the name they made for them.
Cafe Cuties?
The splash art for Vladimir is top tier. He is very good. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, it's League of Legends. I'm not playing the main game. I'm playing the chess auto battler thing.
Hey, man, I like League of Legends a lot more when I just watch Arcane. That's all, you know, that really made me love League of Legends.
He looks too much like a World of Warcraft blood elf. I don't know about these colors, the color scheme. Not
I'm talking
fan.
About World of Warcraft, huh? What's a World of Warcraft right now?
I don't know.
It's dead.
No idea.
Wow.
I think my wife was talking to her friends about it a bit ago. She was mentioning someone's going on a extended leave of absence for the plot line or something. I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to get the kid to sleep.
Sylvana's finally leaving.
No, it was someone else. It wasn't. They did talk about Sylvana's leaving for a bit or something. But yeah, that's gone. It might have been Jaina.
The lead dev is probably...
Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
It's probably sexual harassment.
Yeah, Blizzard.
Sorry.
No, Blizzard. That's too dark. Please.
The other chromas for Vladimir Cafe Cuties are better.
Yeah, they also like try and fleece you for more money by doing chromas. I don't know if you've heard of this, Thardon.
Oh, I didn't know you had to pay for those.
Color variants of the exact skin. Yeah, you have to unlock the skin and then you can buy the color variants of the skin as well.
Well, that makes sense that the other colors are better.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also, like, prestige versions, which usually means it's just, like, a gold variant, or, like, the outfit's much fancier, there's more fancy edges, or more cutaway panels, so more skin is revealed, stuff like that.
Fancy.
I get you.
Yeah.
I thought you said they weren't. So it seems like you have to pay extra to loot it up.
Sometimes. It depends on the skin mostly. And again, the last I saw that were very lewd were like the K-pop ones, which obviously makes sense. What else? I was playing a bunch of Rain on Your Parade today because I saw it was leaving Game Pass soon. So I figured I would get to that game because it's been on my Xbox for ages. I just never got around to actually playing it. It's a fun little game. It's the game where you are a cardboard cutout cloud, and you're in different levels, doing different puzzles, like raining on people, or like scaring people away, or one of them was, because spoilers, you get a snow ability later on. You can drop snow on the ground, so there's some kids sledding on a hill, and if you create a snow track you can have them slide all the way into a pond, which is very fun.
Sounds a lot like Donut County or something.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, very very basic, very simple, but a fun little concept. And the whole story is like it's a grandpa trying to tell a little kid a bedtime story about a Mr. Cloud who wants to rain on people and spoil their stuff. So the first mission is you spoil a wedding, which is very good. And then it's just this grandpa kind of ad-libbing as you go along, just like, now it's got thunder powers because I don't know. And then, yeah, there's some fun stuff in there. Like, there is a... there's just like one mode, one level where it's just like, hey, draw stuff because you're a cloud. So they give you a giant canvas and then a bunch of paint buckets on the side so you can change your colors and you can draw stuff on there.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
There is a lot more. I kind of don't want to spoil it for you guys because you can run through this game pretty quickly.
Mm.
And again, it's on Game Pass, so I think you guys might just try this. But there are lots of like side puzzles which rip off. Here's one. It's kind of later on, but there's the thunder ability. You can, if you make someone a snowman with your snow ability and you use the thunder, they start bouncing around everywhere. So they made a little breakout level. So you have a little one drain and then you sort of bounce the like guy, and your mission is to clear the bricks and stuff. It's quite a few linked like that. And there's a lot of unique, like, fun designed levels. It's not just, hey, it's a wedding, now do this. There's a whole like side story of like this friend frog that you have that you like clean up his pond from all the invading like humans and stuff. They're fucking up with his pond, so get rid of the humans, and then he's got other stuff for you to do later on. It's very fun. I think you should try it. It's very kid friendly as well, so you can play the game with the kid.
Okay.
Looking at it.
Yeah, it seems like a game that Kita Takahashi would make, like, weird and just like you know, like Nobunobu Boy.
Oh, here's another fun thing that like you guys won't care about it being spoiled, but like there's in a city zone, there's one of them, and it's just like they cloned the office space from The Office, the US edition. And they did like a whole like vignette intro of like, hey, look, this is kind of Michael Scott in like yarn form, kind of. This is the break room, this is their meeting room, and this is how all the desks are mentioned out and stuff. And like, yeah, and then it's just all episodic, like, hey, Cloud fills all the coffee, so you have to find coffee and fill the coffee cups. Cloud creates a fire. Cloud makes the cook spill chili and stuff like that. It's all very silly, and it's all episodic. So, like, once you do a thing, the next episode airs and stuff. Like, there's great vignettes around the game. It's well presented.
And the art style is really cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I suggest, I have no clue how much time you have, because again, it says it's leaving Game Pass. Usually they leave around the middle of the month or near the end of the month.
16th, yeah.
16th. Yeah, 16th. Okay. So you got some time.
Okay.
It's probably like a two sessions sit down, probably about 5 hours total. So yeah, it's good. It's very fun.
I'll have to play it. And it's on a PC Game Pass too, or
it is.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It is. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, cool.
I have it installed.
Wow.
Yeah, I was meaning to play Fogs with Pop, but I totally forgot to like poke him about it, and it's gone. So no more Fogs for us.
Rip.
Fogs looked kind of like a two-player thing, and it kind of looked like you were basically like cat dog, but dog dog.
Yeah.
So I think you were like a stretchy dog dog, and you had to do puzzle shit.
Yeah.
Being a stretchy dog dog.
It was a popular VTuber game, yeah.
Okay, so you guys do know about it. Never mind.
VTubers,
yeah. I saw some VTubers forced to play Babylon's Fall the other day, and I was like, wow, I hope Square Enix paid a lot for this. Man.
It's funny, yep.
I want to know who was being forced to play Babylon's Fall.
It was a lot of the JP group of Hololive. Yeah.
They get a lot of Luna sponsors.
And stuff.
Yeah, especially probably Japanese companies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was surprised they did anything to like market that game at all. Because, man, so, what a stinker.
You see this interview with Jared Leto and
Fubuki.
Fubuki, yeah.
I saw of it. I haven't actually watched it yet.
I still can't tell if it's real or not. I think it's real, but
I'm pretty sure it's real. Yeah.
Thought it wasn't
it's
real.
So weird. Hard to believe. And I can't find the video anywhere. So I don't.
Wait, what?
I wonder if it was only up for a certain amount of time. I'm looking it up. Yes. FBK.
Hey, let me tell you about a great movie. It's not Michael Morbius. I just don't want to be honest with you.
That Michael Morbius.
Michael Morbius.
I like the concept of Michael Moore as Morbius.
Michael Moore as Morbius. I just watch free shows. I stay out of Hololive stuff. That's all I know.
Oh, I found the. Here's the video. I will link it for y'all.
Oh my god!
The full video. I'm linking it in the Twitch chat.
I don't want to see.
So here you go.
Just play it. Just play it on stream.
Oh.
Telling the Hololive interviewer, you look pretty strong too. You just have to work out and eat well. I don't know what your diet consists of. Maybe mice and small birds. I don't know. I think Jared Leto. Maybe I like Jared Leto now.
Maybe I like Jared Leto now.
She's can't be a part joined of this the cult.
Nightmare. Nah. She's one of the Leto with Leto. What Jared Leto's fan
he
club?
Has,
there?
He has a legit actual cult. Yeah.
Oh, he's in a legit cult?
Well, not really, but he's like...
It's basically a fucking cult. I'm pretty sure it was like on this fucking show before where I found random tweets of people on all white going to some random island and they're like Leto fans.
It was related like to his band that he was like the head of or some crap. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's just him.
30 Seconds to Mars, the best band ever.
I've seen them at a festival and they were booed the fuck out. No one cared.
Good.
Who is
they were like sub headlining and
who
no
fuck
one
is Jared Leto? I know. Maybe there was like a day I took off pop culture, but he came out of nowhere big, and I have no idea who he is.
He got real big on that drug film. In the 90s with a Wayans, I want to say Marlon, but it could be someone else.
Oh, he's in 30 Seconds actually to Mars. Good, really?
No. Yeah, 30
it
Seconds
wasn't a
to
bit.
Mars is their band.
Yeah.
I thought, that's I didn't know that at all.
Well, I mean, maybe it's a bit for him. I don't know.
No, it's him and his brother.
Oh, Requiem of a Dream. Okay, yeah.
Requiem of a Dream. Yeah, that's my knowledge of his like first big coming of onto the scene, and then 30, and then I have no clue what made him bigger, and then he did 30 Seconds to Mars, and
ruined
people
Blade
started
Runner.
Following him. Yep.
Also, apparently he's pretty shitty. So,
yeah, I saw that when I googled his name just now too. And I was like, ooh, yikes! You're a regular James Franco, aren't you? Yuck!
Wow. Hey, he made This Is War from the hit trailer for Dragon Age 1. That's all I know him from. That's all I know him from. Is that weird to know him from that? Okay. Mm-hmm. He just came out of nowhere, though. Like, you ever just, like, I completely missed where he came from?
Actually, I think
he's in everything.
No, he started off, I remember he was big from that 90s show, My So-Called Life, with, like, Claire Danes. He was, like, the dude in that. And that was popular when I was, like, in high school in, like, 1998 or something, but I never watched it, so there you go.
I've missed a very large chunk of... I missed a large chunk of who Jared Leto is, and now
You didn't miss anything.
Okay. I saw the big start, and then I saw the 30 Seconds to Mars, because it invaded my whole rock scene.
Sure.
So I laughed at it, and then I stumble on occasion into his cult stuff, and that's funny.
That's fun.
Okay, yeah, I didn't make that up. He was on My So-Called Life, yeah. And that's what we looked like in high school.
Great.
That's what I looked like in high school. Not Jared Leto. I wish.
Is his James Franco stuff, like, with younger kids? Like, barely legal kids?
Oh, I don't know about that. I just remembered...
I just saw
a headline, and I was like, yikes.
Or is it, like, the comedian guy that got the first one, pre-Weinstein?
No. Eli
Cosby?
No, the guy who's like half.
I like
old.
That we have to be like, which comedian sexually which abused comedian? People?
Yeah, the one that was big,
slapped?
And then the guy who jerked off in front of his
the red-haired dude that I don't remember his name of. Yeah.
He was in The Mandalorian.
He
definitely.
He was in The Mandalorian.
No, he
right?
wasn't. No.
Who's the
Horatio Sands? Is that him? No.
Who's in The Mandalorian?
No, I'm just laughing about Horatio Sands forcing people. Never mind.
Mandalorian.
Here's
hold
his
on.
Fucking face. What's his name? Louis C.K.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
I said it. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I'm terrible.
I didn't hear it either. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so no.
He was not on. Okay. He was not on the Mandalorian.
Who was on the Mandalorian?
He was not. He was not jerking off in the Mandalorian. That's a shame. I know. Disney has a spear.
Yeah. Yep.
He was not jerking on baby Yoda.
That's good.
What?
Probably be bad though.
And then he did the Force thingy and splashed it on the Mandalorian guy, right?
Great.
Bill Burr was the guy in the Mandalorian, didn't he?
Yeah, Bill Burr's great. Nah.
No, he hasn't. I don't think he's had any. Like bad stuff come out about
I think he's like thankfully. I think some of his like swearing gets him in trouble sometimes, his like potty mouth, but yeah,
all I remember about him is that he told Joe Rogan he's an idiot, and that was cool.
That's good.
Somebody and he was good. Awesome in that Mandalorian episode. Oh my god, he was that's great. My favorite Mandalorian episode.
Should watch F is for Family. It's his Bill Burr's like. It's on Netflix. I'm sure you can get it wherever you get it. It's cartoon. I think it's based on like his growing up or whatever, but it's like 70s-ish. Airport attendant dad who's super struggling with money, and his dumbass like kids, and how they just super aggravate him. Very sweary. Definitely not for kids. Very funny. I like.
Sounds relatable.
Well, Pop Can, Sean, talk to me a little bit about what you've been playing.
Yeah.
What's up?
I don't know.
he's too engraved so, Bill Burr now. Sorry.
I guess the latest game, the game that came out, the newest game I've been playing is Triangle Strategy. Does anybody want to hear about that?
Right. I want to play that, but I know I have no time for it right now, so I haven't bought it yet.
I mean, I kind of don't want to talk about it because I kind of don't like that game.
Oh no!
Wow, that's a shame.
It's
you love strategy JRPGs, though.
He is the strategy.
That's my editor. Yeah. That's my name. I mean, the combat is fine. It's kind of. I don't love it because it feels kind of more like a JRPG than a tactical, where it feels more like you just need to be a high enough level or else you'll get killed in like one hit. So I don't love the tactics, but it's fine. My main problem is just the story, and I don't love it. My main problem is the story is pretty black and white, so it's like you're the only good guys and everybody else is kind of trying to fuck you over. So it's hard to get invested in the story. The cool thing is obviously the choice system that they always advertise, where you can choose which path you want, and that's neat. I'm near the end, and at this point, I kind of don't care at all what's going on.
Okay.
It's just the very sloppy writing, like the biggest twist so far. I saw like. Near the first few hours in the game, yeah. For some reason, they wanted to lead on this twist to like the very end, stuff like that. Where it's like I don't care what's happening anymore, and because I don't care what's happening anymore, I don't really care about the choices I make anymore. So, I'm just kind of bored with the game.
And like I've heard the story sequences are really long too.
And the game is. Only about a third combat, I guess. This is quite a bit of talking, but
I mean, if there's a lot of talking and it's good, that's one thing. Yeah. But
I do think it's good up to a point. And the problem is that I'm not sure if because I know I'm not going towards the good ending because you have to make very specific choices.
No. Right.
So I'm not sure if I don't like the story because of the bad or the ending I'm on, or because it's just bad in general. Because I'm not totally sure how different the paths are. Um,
I did see when I was looking this game up a while ago, because I was like, oh, I want to play this, that there is a system where people in your party will, like, vote at key points in the story.
Right, yeah.
Was that good? Like, did it actually go against what you would have picked normally, you think, or did they all just seem to line up with what you would pick anyway?
So, usually, there's two choices, and yeah, there's seven party members, and usually half of them are on one side, the other half is on another side, and then one's on, like, in between, and then you can try to convince them for one side or another. That's the best part of the game, I think, is, because, like, for most of the game, the choices I actually cared about, and I liked the choices because I didn't totally agree with either side. So, at one point, I tried to convince everybody to do one thing, but people still voted for the other thing. I didn't really mind that they voted against me because I liked the choices, because the choices kind of feel like neither side's the best choice or the obvious choice. But again, where I'm at, pretty much the last chapter, at this point, I kind of don't care at all what's going to win, so I don't care. I just don't really. And also, they do the thing where the choices are now just, or more just like, are not really just choices on where you want to lead your country, but instead just like
a character will say something else instead or whatever.
They're not very impactful, so
right.
So
that's a shame.
I'm just bored with it. I haven't played it in like a week. I've been playing The Witcher 3 because that's much more interesting to me.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking...
Right, yeah.
I'm disappointed mostly because I'm just bored with it. It's not bad. The combat's neat. I love the... I love how there's... You can recruit different characters, and every character in the game is different from one another. Everybody has a different aspect to them. Like, one person can, like, make a duplicate of themselves. Another person can, like, make traps. It's cool how all the characters are different.
Huh.
But it only goes so far when the battles are feeling very tedious. And so,
yeah,
I'm just bored.
I think a lot of games like that end up in that situation where it's just like, okay, there's a few too many of these battles. Like old RPGs, I struggle with that, where it's like, all right, can we wrap it up at some point? We got so many battles, and it just kind of starts dragging on and on. And I think Final Fantasy VI was that for me, where I just couldn't get through it.
And like, even on normal, it feels like it takes over an hour for me to complete a battle. Most of the time, because after restart the battle, a neat quality of life thing is, even if you lose a battle, you can retry and keep all the EXP you got.
Oh, that's neat.
It's neat, but my main problem with the battle system is the combat, is that I feel like I need to grind up to the recommended level just to be able to complete it.
Right.
No matter how good I am at tactics. If my character is getting one shot, like, there's nothing I can do. So, again.
Okay.
It's in like six, and within a year, it's going to come to Game Pass. So just play it when it comes to Game Pass is my recommendation.
On PC later. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's neat. There's neat elements to it, but it's bogged down by boring aspects that makes me not want to play it.
I get you.
Like Rune Factory 5 just came out like this past week, or like end of March or whatever. Switch.
I heard shit.
Yeah, no, it apparently runs like crap on the Switch, which makes sense because the last Story of Seasons game did also run like shit on the Switch too, and then that came out on PC a year later, so I'm pretty sure I'm just going to wait for Rune Factory 5 that way too. Like, if it runs fine on PC, like, I'm done with buying like Switch time exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth it anymore.
Yep.
So
I'm done with buying Switch games.
Ooh, little bit. Period. I'm starting to
Kirby.
I'm not gonna buy the new Kirby. Maybe I'll get new Pokemon. Maybe. I still haven't bought Arceus, so.
I want to get that Kirby.
I want to get Arceus, actually. That's the one I would probably
try. Arceus is neat. So.
It seems cool.
I'm waiting for the price to go down, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
That's the problem with Nintendo games.
Yeah. I know.
Price, it kind of bums me out. Like, honestly, I think this one is kind of like, if they were like, hey, we're making a Switch 2, I probably just would not. Like, I liked it for, like, probably a year there, particularly when we were all playing Animal Crossing and stuff. And it was
I'd be all Nova, in on a Switch 2 if it actually was, like, as good as the Steam Deck or something.
Yeah,
the Steam Deck or seems like what it. I would want to. Like, I would...
And it better be backwards compatible because, yeah, these Switch games run like butt. And it would be nice.
They run.
Hey guys. Remember when they announced a new Fire Emblem Warriors game for this year?
Yeah.
I bet that's more like shit on the Switch.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Listen, 2 months. I gotta play that.
Yes, it's like June or some shit.
June 24th. I have to play it. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm gonna play it.
Did anyone pick that
up? I'm expecting a report from you on Fire Emblem. So
I know. Get ready. Didn't you like the original Warriors game, DJ?
Oh yeah, it didn't run great. It ran adequately. It was very monotonous after a very short period of time. It got very loopy, and you're doing the exact same shit all the time. So yeah.
Let me tell you, there's a reason they delayed that new Breath of the Wild game. Listen.
They need to bring out new hardware. I don't think they're gonna come out. They need new hardware so bad.
Just get the Steam Deck. Just like literally like the same specs, pull the inside out and just hack it together. You
well, know, they're not going to do that because it's costing. Running Linux. So.
That's true. But also, that Steam Deck, what if I just load
it? If it was Android based, maybe. But.
Someone has been playing Breath of the Wild 1 on a... it's pretty good on there. Like, it runs smooth.
I bet it does. I bet it's real nice.
And it's as fucking butter. And it's good.
But what if they just keep putting out more Mario Kart maps that people stop complaining?
Can you believe they're putting out another... Can you believe the gall?
I kind of want to buy that Wii Sports, though.
Let me be honest with you. Whatever. That is a game I'll buy.
I'm pretty sure the baby could play tennis with me, so.
I can go play bowling with my father.
I saw a trailer for bowling. Easy. They have movable, like, ramp pieces down the lane. So and good. I was like, oh my god, I actually want to play this.
You got me.
I know. That's like the only Switch game I'm probably going to buy still. Honestly, unless they bring out more Picross.
That's because you need the Switch stuff.
Yeah, you need the hardware for that one, so Mario they need to do more of that. No, not interested.
No soccer?
Not interested.
I don't even like soccer generally, to be honest with you.
Did anyone pick up the...
Mario Golf? I played Mario Golf, but I rented it.
That Fire Emblem in our weird video game... thing that we're doing.
The fantasy video game.
I haven't logged in. Fucked up real bad. Over.
What did you do?
I picked up Crossfire X. Couldn't drop it.
Did that come out?
It came out. Yeah, it did not do well. And then I counterpicked Gran Turismo. The shit, though. Let's be honest, the fucking DLC stuff for that is terrible, and nobody factored that in.
It's too late.
They've walked that shit back like 3 times now. Like, why is everyone acting like I'm not dumb on this? But I'm like,
I feel like you should just purposefully try and like go for the worst. Get the worst score.
Yeah, he's still in negative numbers. Yeah.
See how low you can go.
Listen, I mean, well, to be honest with you, I knew it was over. I thought you could drop one after they release.
No, definitely not after.
You could drop one after it releases.
Of course not.
You don't get a buy when it's already happened.
I know. It's a shame, too, because then I also had, like, Warhammer.
Is this one?
That did, like, numbers.
Yeah, there's some potential you had, but it's gone now, so whatever.
I got Atomic Heart sitting there. I got Stalker 2. I got everything.
I think you've cursed those games now. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all going to be crap. Yeah. Get ready. No, don't say anything about Atomic Heart or Stalker. Let's be honest here. We need that right now.
I mean,
now.
The Stalker devs, I feel bad for back them.
Up. They did back up on that NFT stuff, so we're doing all right.
No, I mean, aren't they based in Ukraine?
That is true, and they changed the spelling of that area.
I think they moved it to Poland. They are moved to Poland. Oh, okay. Poland, or somewhere.
That makes sense, yeah.
How about the... Never mind, I don't want to talk about... Let's not talk about politics. I'm going to stay out of what I saw this morning when I woke up. Anyway, let's move on. Anyone else? Anything else they want to talk about? Any other burning passion that... Topics.
That Witcher 3 DLC is surprisingly good.
Which one?
Which one? Yeah.
The first one. Blood. I'm playing Blood.
Heart of Stone.
Heart of Stone. I'm playing that. That's actually I love that so
it's
far.
It's really good.
It's like
with the Mirror Man. He's pretty cool.
Fucking going to a wedding Mr. and like Mime? Having a ghost possess me to have a good. That's
yeah.
That was an amazing quest. It's.
I would fucking love that quest, dude. It's so good.
What do you guys think about the new game announced? Sorry.
Oh, man. Who fucking knows?
Yeah. They announced a new... They're going to be making a new Witcher game.
Hey, we fucked up Cyberpunk. We got to go back.
I'm sure...
We got to go back to what we know.
I'm sure it won't come out until 2025, so...
Also, yeah.
I mean,
trying to hire up and struggle.
They are using Unreal Engine now, which is probably a good idea. But
that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Sorry.
Really?
I just wanted to bring up news that happened recently. Multiple
companies moving away from
everybody got hyped for this announcement, but it's like they didn't show anything.
It's just a picture, and it's like a new Witcher game. It's not even a teaser trailer, it's just a photo, a tweet.
School the links?
Well, that's speculation. It does look like a different medallion from...
it's not the wolf.
Yeah.
It's definitely either a cat.
But we'll see.
Like, the only reason they announce it is to hire staff. So,
but because everybody's struggling right now.
I don't know if they're publicly traded or anything, but also maybe for...
Right.
Financial reasons. They're like, no, we're making a new Witcher game. Money.
Believe in us. Give us money. We're making a new Witcher game.
Do they scrap all their paid DLC plans for Cyberpunk? Like, are they still
going? As far as I know.
Like,
I don't. There's been some free, updates with the patches, but that, add things, but. I don't.
They were gonna add multiplayer and stuff, weren't they? Like a whole.
Yes, originally, but then that supposedly got spun off to a separate title. Like it was gonna be a multiplayer only thing, and I don't know if that's ever coming out. So there you go.
Speaking of things that aren't coming out, E3's dead.
Oh yeah, that's a news story. E3's dead.
It's like, is this
bum
dead,
me
dead?
Out? Bet dead. Digital canceled
for this year. So.
Yeah.
For this year. Who knows if they try to bring them back.
Oh, for this year. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was fully dead.
I don't think they're going to bother with another digital show at all. It's too much work and it's not worth it. And
Jeff Keighley is way easier to work with than, I guess, the people who run E3 at the ESA.
And when Jeff Keighley's giving you the dumper bird, it's hard to get public opinion on your side. And he's just pissing at you.
That's great. Weird that people like Keighley now. Like it Turned used to be, he's the shill or whatever. Like, but now, I don't know.
I still don't like Keighley. I mean, I respect him as a person and then as a media, but he's not my favorite host. Let's just say as a host.
He still looks dead in the eyes. No matter wherever
he
goes,
he definitely shills.
It's weird because he's definitely living his dream. Like he started working on that video game award show because his parents are involved in the entertainment industry or something when he was 14, and now that's what he does. So good for him. Like good for him for making it happen. But I have no opinion. I have no personal opinion really.
Yeah, I'm fine with him. He wants to be on the show, Jeff Keighley. Reach out.
We're going to get him and then Phil Spencer next. It's going to be great.
Phil, come hang out. I got some questions for you. I'll have to come up with questions, but I can do that.
I'm surprised they had to bother saying anything about. I just assumed like they weren't going to do anything after they canceled like said there was not going to be E3 physical January. Mm-hmm. It's like I doubt they're going to do anything else. Cause man, that sucked last year. You guys remember that? Like the digital E3 that lasts all summer. Like no. Nobody cares.
It was so bad.
It was so slow and nothing happened.
So bad.
And everybody's all behind on making games, it seems, too, because of new consoles COVID. And working from home. And yeah, I don't know.
I was bummed out by E3 not being here. I know everybody hates it. It's fun to hate on E3, but I miss it.
It sucks. Like, it sucks that they aren't able to do, because it is fun. I loved like in years past, fun? Like I had fun, like, oh boy, it's Monday, so I'm gonna wake up at 8 so I can watch this Nintendo thing. And
yeah,
like, what's fun, the press conferences, which they're going to do anyway. Yes. So
you think so?
Nintendo
I don't know. Nintendo will probably do something.
Nintendo will do a treehouse,
but
and Microsoft,
Xbox,
and
Sony won't do a thing.
No.
Sony will.
I think Sony will, mainly because there's something.
They're just
going to
do what they've been doing. Like, it'll be a state of play.
They've been doing, like, state of play every 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Like, it feels way less special because now they just do it whenever.
And they're throwing out garbage most of the time.
Junk.
And they're always shit, so might as well do one.
Yep.
Maybe they're saving the good stuff.
Yeah, like if Sony does a thing during E3, does anyone care? It's like, does a tree fall in the woods, effectively? That's why I say no one's going to notice.
People don't care. It's Sony,
care. Sometimes there will be good stuff. There might be some neat third party things announced. Who knows?
Yeah, nah. I think we're just going to have to wait for I think around that time, I'm pretty sure there'll be a Keeley's thing. State of Games 2022.
He does do a Summer Games Fest thing or something. Yeah. So
that'll probably be tied to the PC thing. And Devolver Digital probably needs to keep doing something.
They got it because it's so
they're
good.
They're very good. Yes.
Look, where else will they announce the next season for Destiny?
Where else?
Exactly.
Remember?
Will we hear about Guild Wars 2?
I guess Sony bought Destiny, so there you go. They bought Bungie.
Man, that's right.
Right, they did. Okay, yeah. That also explains why Destiny basically disappeared from Game Pass, probably.
Isn't Sony making like 20 different live service games or something like that? They got to announce those somewhere.
Don't it?
Blizzard got that new game coming out at some point, right? It's like a survival game.
They were hiring people. Yeah, some survival
punch
tree game.
Somebody has to make a fucking Silent Hill game. Somebody here.
No.
You guys remember Redfall?
The vampire game?
Oh,
the first co-op shooter that looks good?
It's not Bethesda. Is it Bethesda?
I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I thought it was the people that made Dishonored.
It's Dishonored people, yeah.
Oh, it's the name, Austin Arcane Studios making that. Yeah. Yes, so that is Bethesda, technically. Yeah.
That was meant to be this year, and like nothing has been shown for that since.
Hey, that Star Wars game's supposed to be coming out, right? That one that's like a Dark Moon weird thing? But they can't hire anybody for that.
With the drums.
Nobody want to work with David Cage.
Quantic Dream?
Dream. Well,
isn't that basically news? Aren't they like, didn't they get bought out, or they're like very close to being bought out? Quantic Dream. I'm pretty sure that was some passing news I heard.
That might have been the past.
It might help.
That sounds
because then maybe
familiar.
David Cage will go away.
Exactly.
And then, like, they can actually
David
hire
Cage
people.
Will go away. Go away, David.
I don't know
David
if
Cage is very loose.
The whole problem with that studio is just him, though. Probably not.
It's
judging
not.
By what we've seen lately, it's probably not just him.
Great. If you want to watch a great documentary, highly recommend People Make Games.
And they're a French studio, so, you know, just saying.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying. Ubisoft.
Just saying racism.
Wow.
Whatever. Oops.
All the right.
Pups just say Nadeo is sitting on their butts eating cheese and wine all day.
Wow.
He didn't say they were giant bombs.
Wow. We got to end this podcast.
That's an old callback. For... when was that? Like Fallout 3 or Fallout 4? 4. 4, yeah.
Something like that.
Anyway, I'm shaking my desk like crazy.
Huh? You guys care about the whole PlayStation Game Pass alternative that they made?
No, it sounds boring and not worth buying. Like, if they... I mean...
They gotta prep it up a little bit. They gotta give me something that I want.
It doesn't sound like as good of a deal, basically.
They couldn't have given them that kind of deal. I guess you know, not. They just don't have it. They don't got the same kind of money.
Or they don't want to bother with it. Like,
yeah, they might just not want... Like, they could try. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure 3 years ago or something, everyone shit on Game Pass.
Yeah, well...
Like, we probably did say, like, it's just a money sink and there's no need for it. Everyone kind of shit on Xbox Gold or whatever as well. And that's kind of why no one buys Gold, because the concept of buying to play is still funny.
I think it's technically rolled into Game Pass Ultimate Gold doesn't exist by itself or something.
Yeah, you can still do the sneaky, like, get 3 years of Xbox Gold for a reduced price and then upgrade it for £1. Or a dollar, or whatever.
Oh, I thought they totally got rid of
That's still there for now. Okay. Who knows when they will, but yeah, for now you can still do it.
But yeah, no first-party titles at launch is killer for Sony. Yeah, they specifically said, like, you're not going to get, like, Horizon or Last of Us. Like, you have to still buy that. And it's not even like, I don't know, maybe they do have PS Plus discounts. Like, I believe you get that as well with Game Pass. So that's something. Yes. But yeah, not having first party titles, that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
It's not surprising.
Watch day.
No, not surprising. I mean, Sony just can't throw that kind of money around like Microsoft
has. And they don't, I don't know, they don't have as many studios either, so it wouldn't be as many games, I guess, technically.
This seemed much like a non-news item, even though everybody was talking about it, the rumors about it. Because, like, it's weird. Like, everybody was like, oh, they're going to add a bunch of retro games or all their back catalog when they're...
Right.
But it's weird that the tier that's all their back catalog is, like, the third tier, but it's, like, only... It's like $17. It's so weird that they made it the highest tier for their to get their PS1 and PS2 games.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's like, I think it's only like it's like 400 games for like their for PS1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And PSP. Right. Don't forget the PSP.
Is there no PS4?
No PS4, no Vita.
No PS4.
Oh, PS4 is on there. Yeah.
It's part of the second tier.
The PS Now. Yeah.
Yes, it's PS. It's so. Yes, yeah.
It's just rebranding services they already have. Yes. Really.
The only new part is the third tier, which is the tier that includes their order.
The
games.
One and twos. Yes. Okay. I see.
And PSP.
And PSP.
It's very fucking. Don't forget PSP.
I like never
PSP
forget.
Games, okay?
I
Vita means life.
I like God damn it. The Vita sucks.
No, not Vita.
The Vita sucks, but the PSP is actually pretty good, yes.
Had Crisis a Core was a fun game. How
fucking
I don't care.
What are you talking to me about?
Did you ever own a Vita?
No, I never.
Shut the fuck up.
I got a Vita somewhere.
I have one. It's on a side table in the living room right now.
Vita sucks.
Y'all gave me shit for re-gifting my Vita to my wife, but look at her now, my wife.
Gotta give a Vita when you get baby. Yep.
Okay, guys. That'll do
Vita
it.
Vita means life.
Yep. Vita means life.
It means you get a baby.
Oh, no, how many kids picked Vita? Great. Where's your baby lookup thing that you found once, Mary?
It's a social security, SSA.gov, I think.
So how many people are named Daenerys and how many people are named Targaryen? Or
Let's do this again, yeah.
No, we already had too much to look at websites and talk about it before we started recording.
Oh,
all the all the minor league baseball teams.
That is a nice. That has some good mascots, is all I'm saying.
That cow one's cute.
Well,
did you want to talk about how GTA is adding a online subscription like 8 years after the release?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they're adding a subscription service. Isn't that fucking nutty? I saw that.
$6 a month, you can get extra virtual monies.
Credits.
Idolemaster Million Live Theater Days has that going on as well, too, and I'm not paying. I mean, Starlight Stage also has a premium subscription, but it doesn't have a battle pass like Million Live also has. It's crazy. It's crazy. They're putting all this stuff into my gacha games. I already have garbage. They don't need this too. Come on.
How dare they?
I'm not paying for these Hatsune Miku Vocaloid outfits that are Battle Pass exclusive. No. Mm-mm.
No.
Also, I looked up how much I spent on Idolemaster Cinderella Girls the other day, and I felt bad.
As you
went through my Apple receipts, and I was like, oh, God.
It's true.
I could have bought a PS5.
All right, that'll do it. We can't keep... Mary.
This was over years, okay? I've had years of satisfaction with this idle game.
Don't lie to yourself, Mary, at least.
No, it's good.
All right, everybody, that'll be it for us. Thank you very much for watching. This has been Roms Over Baghdad. I've been Albie the host.
Or listening. You don't have to watch the video, but you can if you go to twitch.tv/RomsOverBaghdad.
Nice.
You can also visit our website. DJ, go ahead.
Fucking, I don't know. I didn't even know where I came from. RomsOverBaghdad.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Sean. Oh, there are Vitas in the UK.
You want to hear about anime? You can go to Sean's favorite website. He has his homepage, right?
Yeah, it's
Tokyo Tower section of GeoCities.
In hentai.net, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
The best anime site.
Weird. A weird way to start your day. You're open up the website. Kinda,
oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Okay. Opie.
Well. Yeah. That'll be it. That's been
the 3rd
of April, 2022, 2023. Thank you for watching. Have a good day. We'll see you next time. Adios. Goodbye.